Another week has gone by, and it's time once again. Well, let's just felt it. That's right. It's time for Female Encounters of the Live Kind. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
Hey, Carrie.
Hi, my name is Carrie. How are you?
Alicia, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Do you come to Triggers often? Because they open at 4. Or have you ever been to the doghouse? It opens at 5.
I do. I come here quite often, and I enjoy it.
Oh, are you female?
Yes.
Have you encountered life?
I have, absolutely.
Would you call it the life kind?
The life kind I don't want, but yeah.
I didn't sign up for this life?
Yeah. Yeah, then what the hell is this?
Welcome to Female Encounters of the Life Kind with Carrie Inskeep at Traeger's Barn.
Hi.
Long pause for effect.
You had a lead up to it.
Hey, your hair looks good today.
Thank you. I try. So I feel like one half is Karen and the other half is not Karen.
Well, which half is Karen? I'd like to know.
The other half, this half.
Oh, it's debatable, my friend. That's debatable.
Carrie's a
celebrity around here. I don't know if you knew that.
My milkshake brings all the get out of my yard.
Your milkshake brings all the boys to Triggers and the women and the friends and the people
and the doghouse. Usually, if we were to talk to Dave about it, it would be the doghouse.
Yeah, I can definitely smell those dogs. They are cooking.
Oh. Sure, today, the Humane Society doesn't appreciate that.
In the grand scheme of the Oscars, I thought we could talk about the cinema, if you want to. I mean, you don't have to.
Let's do it.
I'm not going to make you
do
anything you don't want to do. But first, how was your day? Was it good? You had a good day?
I think it was pretty good. I didn't get a nap, but I'll be fine.
I had 2 naps. Not to brag, but...
I love my naps.
Well, I'm still depressed, so let's not like say I'm doing well.
Well, I nap so often that even the dog's like, what up? Like,
yeah.
He's staring at me on the bed like, get in here.
Freddie does the same thing. He's like, hey, you got 2 legs. Come on. Come on.
Like, get over here.
Come on. Yeah. Anyway, movies, though.
Oh, joy.
Joy. Straight out the gate. I be wanting to know, who is the best comedian ever?
Me. Okay, I'm kidding. What's his
As
name?
As there was no laughs to that joke.
Hold on. What's his name? Kevin Hart.
Really?
He's right up there with Eddie Murphy.
Wow.
Remember when Eddie Murphy wore like the green tights all the time? Or red tights.
I remember his little booty.
I don't recall it being little, but I sometimes think Kevin Hart has kind of...
Mine is Robin Williams.
Oh.
Hilarious.
I don't think I ever saw anything stand up with him.
Really?
No.
That's how he
was just in comedy movies, except for that one photo booth or Photoshop.
I'm going to have to show you it later.
Oh, you know who else is good? What's his name? The dude, Seinfeld dude.
Jerry Seinfeld?
Oh, yeah. I forgot that was it.
You know, first names are hard. I agree. Who's that Seinfeld dude? Who was in that show, Seinfeld?
Jerry Seinfeld?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know. It's okay, Carrie. We can't all be cinema buffs.
Hey, I'm just simply buff.
And what part? You got good fingers or what? I lift this table like these.
Okay, so somebody just showed up and we're just going to put a microphone in front of her and she's going to like it.
Oh, how cute.
It is cute. We're going to talk cinema.
Well, it's not her first rodeo. It's her second, so.
It is.
No, I thought it was your third. You have to come closer.
I did because I was with the boys that day.
Well, it's if for those of us.
Yes, we have to share.
No, you guys got to get real close like you like each other.
Oh, joy.
Who's joined us today?
Oh, can I name her?
Please name drop. I love it when you name drop. Also, when you call me Big Papa.
Big focus now.
Big Papa.
Okay, it's not Summer Giacchino, it's Winter something not Giacchino.
What's the opposite?
Jenkins.
Winter
Summer,
Jenkins.
Winter Jenkins.
Oh, Winter Jenkins is here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi Winter, how are you?
I'm great.
Also welcome
good.
Summer Giacchino.
Hi.
What's your name?
Hi.
Did you just stop by for a beer?
Little old me, yep.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I don't know what it has to do with me, but I feel special.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Glad I could be here.
Long story.
Okay.
I have a quick question.
Okay.
They had the hatchet throwing out here.
Yeah, right there.
Is it still happening?
I have never seen it actually running, but yeah, that's what that is.
Okay.
Can we call that divorce court?
I don't know.
That's what Carrie does.
It's a great business model.
I agree.
Like, because there's a franchise, right, that has the establishment where you can do it, and then they have, like, the trailers where you can take it out to events and different things. Very cool.
Never even heard of it.
Really?
I don't get out much.
It's on all the shows.
You gotta get out more.
I don't really watch TV.
Like the Housewives shows.
Listen to music and read books.
Oh.
Lame.
And water my plants.
Wow.
Old. I'm gonna throw an axe at you.
You sound intellectual.
I am. I think I am.
Would you consider yourself an intellectual?
I was born with two teeth, and so was Einstein.
She came up with that quickly.
Einstein was also Jewish. So what else you got?
Are you?
Are you? No.
No.
You never know. You never know. Gotta ask these things.
The night is young, folks.
Yeah. It could be later.
Keep it. Convert.
Oh, we're high-fiving over conversion. Okay. Yeah. I thought we did a fraction, but whatever.
Well. Seinfeld.
Okay, so she also has questions about movies.
Okay. So we were talking about cinema because the Oscars were on their way. And I said, who's the best comedian ever? And she said Kevin Hart. Which I thought was odd.
I like Matt Rife right now.
Yeah?
Oh, he is funny.
He does have nice teeth.
He's quick on the response.
Yeah.
Now he has nice teeth.
Crowd work.
He is funny. And he's so cute. Pretty.
Yeah.
And then the next question was, what is the most ridiculous movie ever made?
Porn.
Sausage Party.
Hot Tub.
I love Hot Tub Time Machine. I love Hot Tub Time Machine. It's so funny.
Really?
Yeah, yes. You're judging me.
I've never heard of it.
Well, you're not missing out. Well, evidently you are. I don't know.
Depends. You gotta watch it with the right people. You know those movies that if you watch them with people that hate them, or like when they're I don't know, intellectuals, they're not gonna like something like that.
I felt
but targeted. You just gotta take it down a notch. Just go into it thinking,
just enjoy
this
it,
is
right?
silly. Uh-huh. This is silly.
Oh, isn't that like, who's the clapper with the horse?
Helen Keller. The clapper with the horse.
Lieutenant Dan. So.
Okay, now I'm really thinking.
It's going to come to me. And it's
a comedian?
Blazing Saddles.
Okay.
Blazing Saddles.
What about it?
I don't think I saw that.
Gene Hackman.
Yeah, I think so. Uh-huh. But that's when it's like the humor is so lame. But it's funny as shit.
It's like, it's so dumb. It's funny.
Monty
Python.
That makes sense.
Yeah, same shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's right up there, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. I wouldn't put it on that level, but I don't hate it. It's not the dumbest movie ever made. You ever seen Dude, Where's My Car? That one's pretty rough.
Is that when he talks to the thing ordering food?
Probably.
And what does she say? And then. And he smacks it.
You like this movie? Okay.
Well, I don't know what movie it is, but it's Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, that's who was in it.
Yeah,
and he's ordering something in the back seat.
So you think that's the most ridiculous movie ever made?
No, I never saw the whole thing. I just remember the end.
So you just got to the dude?
No, the most ridiculous.
You didn't see Where's My Car?
Blazing Saddles.
Oh, did you see the whole part of Blazing Saddles?
Yes.
Okay. You didn't just see Blazing Knockout?
I remember a horse clapper.
Horse clapper. Oh, that's what they called me in high school. That's crazy. That was perfect timing.
Did they hear us?
No, I hope not. I'll pay them to forget what they heard if that's the case. Just kidding. That wasn't my nickname. Summer, how have you been?
I've been good.
Can I talk about you for 5 seconds?
Sure.
Is that cool?
Oh, real quick. There's someone at the house who needs to know where the phone's at.
Oh, I answered that.
Done? Okay.
All right. Cool. That was quick.
I come with messages.
I bring messages.
I'm a messenger pigeon.
She's the clap of the horse.
Ka-ka.
Oh, I bring messages.
She's in the background. Oh, I think my horse is lame.
I bring word from afar.
Oh,
that was a.
Oh, where's my crab leg? She said that she had a bunch of food.
I know you're supposed to get it.
Where are they?
Is it expired?
I freezer. Kind of looked.
The deep freezer in the.
In the garage. Yeah. I gotta look.
In Carrie's Casino, that's what we call
it. I hear there's crab legs up here.
Yeah, word on the street is that you have crab legs.
Don't make me rummage through your
Word on the street is that your crabs have legs.
Oh, God. crash.
See?
Reminds me of that episode of Sex and the City. Remember when they go out of town? No.
I've seen Sex and the City. It's been a minute.
See, and I was thinking about the website.
It's old school, yeah.
MakeThatBitchItch.com, where you can get sweet itchy justice and you can buy crab larvae to get back at somebody.
Speaking of the mic, Carrie.
Okay. Sorry. And I even told Summer to sit up earlier.
Yeah, she is.
And now I'm the slacker.
She squished me up.
Squished me up.
But yeah, this. So when you said crab legs, I was thinking of that website, MakeThatBitchItch.com.
That sounds terrible.
Well, it is. And there's three different levels you can get. And like the
three
last
levels,
one,
like of legs?
Like, no.
I like short.
That's probably what causes that website. But I think I just got perverted a little bit.
I just want pictures
so
of crabs.
So like a $29.99 packet, and it's like mild crabs, and then you up it to like $39.99. It's more than mild
Carrie,
crabs.
Do you work for them?
Not yet. The night is young. But then the ultimate package is the one that shampoos don't treat.
The ultimate.
What, do they just have to run their course, die off?
I don't know. I'm not a crab.
Do you have
expert,
to open up a farm? Is it for you? This is your life?
Oh, I just came up with the best business idea. Instead of an ant farm.
A crab farm?
Yeah.
I'd like to change my answer. This is the worst comedian you've ever met.
Oh, damn
just
it.
Kidding, Carrie. You're sitting down. You're not a stand-up comic.
Nice, nice loophole you
found
there.
All right, next
question. Okay. Okay, we are on the cinema quiz, Summer.
What celebrity do you look like?
I've always been told most Helen Hunt.
Okay.
Who do you look like?
I've heard, who's the one on the 70s show?
Lauren Prepon? Or no,
oh, the little one.
The little, that's married
something
to
Kunis.
Mia Kunis.
Yeah, I've heard that a little bit.
Mia Maya.
I can see that. Who do you look like?
Okay, stick with me.
Okay, I've got to focus, guys. Hold on.
Jennifer Aniston, if you close your eyes.
Wow. What? Oh, you know, I
just
have
kidding.
Heard Jennifer
I don't know.
Aniston a few times, but
you have?
I have, yeah.
Oh,
were you making that up?
Yeah, I just thought of the first. I don't. I've never been told I look like anyone. So.
Well, I think you look like Beyonce.
Now that she's doing country, thank you.
Wow. Now that she's hated.
Now that
I
she's
was like marked safe from Beyonce's country. That's
I saw
so
that.
Sad. Wow. I wonder if she's rethinking that.
Queen B just went to Queen C or D. Like she went down the alphabet.
Oh, thanks for laying that joke out, Gary. Golly.
Oh, do you remember who I told you you looked like that one time? And I can't remember the series, but it was the blind gal.
Are we making another freaking Helen Keller joke here?
What? We're on a theme. Remember, she's kind of nutty. But she had long curly hair, and she's got your face, like the see-through eyes that you have. Yeah, they are kind of see-through people. They're
the
like
chick from Kingpin.
See-through, they're pretty.
That doesn't clear up anything. What?
Yeah,
what was the plot
or
the
know.
Premise of the movie?
I can't remember the name of it. And right when I saw it, I texted you.
She probably recently opened a crab shop, and it was
yeah.
failing.
Let me scroll through
and she went blind.
She was blind, so she's like, "Why do I keep getting bit?"
Hold on, I'm going to scroll back to like 100 years of text.
I thought I signed up for an ant farm. This is bullshit.
All right, listen, you're not going to find it. It was like a 2 year ago text. Let's just
oh, yeah, I don't
a
have
two year ago text.
For
that. Well, you obviously didn't put it to memory because if she told you you looked like anyone you actually cared about, you would have been bing.
Well, I was binged, and that's why my memory is kind of dicey.
Oh, it was a blind girl series.
She just talked into her phone, blind girl series. Are we going back to Helen Keller?
Let's see. Blind
wasn't a series. That was a whole last life. Oh, is that light bothering you?
Oh, it's called In the Dark.
Oh.
In the Dark. Okay.
So it's like Helen Keller.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
It's like Bane.
Who's in it?
Raised in it. You were simply blind in it, opening up a crab farm.
Right here. This is the girl.
It's my calling
card. It really is a movie. Who's in it? Can't wait.
I'm gonna mess
she doesn't know how to spread accurately.
Huh?
She's trying to open her screen on her phone to show it, and she's
the cinema. Fill up the.
Oh, I got the calm down.
Calm down.
Oh, you got the calm down.
Well, while we're
here's a little bit of her face, but see her eyes, like bone structure a little bit.
Perry, her name is Perry.
Perry Matfeld.
It's pretty.
Yeah,
I thought Perry was a dude's name.
It can be anything it wants to be if it tries hard enough. Thank you. You know that, like, androgynous names are all the rage.
Like Harper, my daughter.
Yeah, actually, that's one of the questions I was going to ask is, what's the weirdest?
What do you think? That's fun. You can see it.
Okay.
Like what? Which means she doesn't see it at all.
When she had her longer hair a little bit.
Here's where I'm torn. Lips. I'm attracted to her.
Oh, wow.
So.
Okay. So, you're not buying my drink tonight? Shit, I thought you had my tab.
It's a brutal crowd.
Tough crowd.
It's like the movie reviews.
If I said that they looked alike, then Carrie would be like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
I can't do it.
Big head already.
I do?
You're pretty, though.
Yeah.
Just not like, I want to do you pretty. You're pretty.
Well, I think because you guys are friends, too, it's like,
no, from the get. No.
But is it one of those, like, pretty followed by an adjective, like, pretty stupid?
No.
Pretty smelly?
I put a period after it. You're welcome. And not... Oh. Never mind. Okay.
I have no idea what just happened.
I know, you don't.
Okay, next movie question.
Okay, do you have a favorite animated / cartoon character?
Nothing comes
Ice
to
Age
mind.
Sloth. Oh. What's his name?
Those things are annoying. In that movie, Zootopia?
What's his name? Zootopia? I just watched that clip today where they're at the DMV, and I'm like, oh, this is giving me so much anxiety.
Yeah. Oh. They do the stamp, like, super slow.
Yeah.
That one's a good one, too.
And they're in a hurry, too. It's actually a time crunch
situation. Then they go out, and she's like, it's nighttime?
I love her. Isn't she cute, that little bunny?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a feisty little rabbit.
She is.
Maybe that's my answer. No, it's not.
And you don't have an answer?
I can't think of anything. Like, nothing came.
I had a weird thing with Howard the Duck when I was little.
I remember you.
Yeah.
Howard. Yeah.
I hated that movie.
You hated it? I don't know what it was. Like, I wanted to be him, which is a weird, like, I don't know. I thought he was cool.
Yeah, I liked him too. I remember him.
I'm like, oh, what was the chick in that movie? It was the chick from Carolina in the City. With the red hair. I think her name is Caroline, but Caroline what? Ray? Ray? Is it Ray? Caroline Ray?
Yes.
Am I right?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea what you guys are even talking about.
It feels like they're in a rotisserie chicken thing right now. What are these lights that are on us?
Did you just call me chicken? Did you say I have chicken legs?
No. Or like a heat lamp.
Well, last time you were our guest, you were over here.
For the sun. What?
Last time you were our guest, you were over here and you didn't see it.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah. Plus, it's getting late. So
they have to illuminate.
Yeah.
Right. Leah Thomas. Thompson. Leah Thompson. That's who it is.
Leah Thompson.
Leah Thompson.
Oh, I liked her in Some Kind of Wonderful.
Howard the Duck. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Some Kind of Wonderful was good.
Wasn't that good?
Yeah, it
I
was good.
I like the little drummer girl, the blonde one.
You still are out, right?
I'm just looking at you guys like, what?
You don't know these
I
shows?
I thought the little drummer girl was a Christmas song.
Boy.
Oh. Well, can't they both drum?
Well, in the equal world, yes.
But in this movie, there's like this specific girl that's a drummer, and she's blonde.
Yeah.
And she's like the best friend, and then there's like a love triangle situation.
However, when you look up Leah Thompson, number one movie, guess what it is?
Porn.
Howard the Duck, and then Back to the Future. Isn't that odd?
Oh, that's cool. That must have been like her breakthrough.
I agree. It broke through to me, I think. I wanted enough for me to be a duck. You know what I mean? I always say that. That's how you know.
Yeah.
If you want to be with someone enough to be a duck.
That's funny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Am I your favorite sit down?
All the things.
Am I your favorite sit down comedian today?
Yeah.
Today.
Me.
Cool.
Yes.
No, it's think? The person across from me. I know there's nobody there.
I love
it's funny when
I
Carrie says stuff and then. If I had a cricket button, I would. You.
Well, I didn't shave my legs today. Do you want me to rub them together and you can record it?
No, don't start a fire, please.
Oh, wow.
Phil Collins is cool, but I don't want to sing him right now. Okay. Thank you.
Oy vey.
Summer, were you just in the neighborhood? What a wonderful surprise.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, and my older son is at her place.
He's my babysitter, so she knew where I was going.
If you told me anything and weren't so secretive, I would have known that.
I didn't know I needed to tell you who my babysitter is.
When I asked.
Real cute kid. Oh, he already took him to the park. Is that fun?
Yeah. I don't know.
They're... After dance. I took Harper to dance, and I went by just to see, you know, how it's going. And he's like, yeah, we just got back from the park. It's like, cool. So isn't that fun?
It is fun. Oh,
it's fun. There.
I think Carrie has a, I don't know, something about her likes to be a little bit like...
Sneaky.
Yeah, this is mine. I'm going to keep it.
Interesting. Ambiguous?
Oh, mysterious is better. Yeah. Mysterious.
Okay, what do you want to know? Ask me anything.
I don't want to know anything. Probably when I want to know something, I ask, and then it's past this moment that you're so telling, so it doesn't matter.
Did you really ask who my babysitter was?
I did, and I thought you didn't
was
hear
it
me.
Text
Maybe you didn't hear me.
And I sold some beef jerky.
Thank you for being so transparent.
And just in case you walk by the car, then you see in the passenger seat.
Where the hell did my beef
jerky
go? She
stole my jerky.
Have you guys seen the movie Oppenheimer?
Mm-hmm.
I watched it a couple days ago, and it was so good.
It was good?
It was really good.
It's super long, right? That's
it is a little long, but I like...
I saw it in the theater.
You saw it in the theater?
No, my son did.
Oh.
I was like, where are you? He's like, it's still happening.
I've been here for 2 days.
I was like, a screenshot.
Still building the bomb.
Like, I don't believe anything you're saying.
Receiver didn't happen.
Still building the bomb, Mom.
Yeah, it's the H-bomb time, okay? Yeah, it's a good movie.
It is good.
I feel like you're under some Adam rays right now.
No, I'm good.
You're good? Okay.
I feel like you have to pay attention to
You do
show.
Have to pay attention.
Because I've tried
I watched it at home.
Wait,
and
to
I
this
have,
show?
No, Oppenheimer.
Oh.
You have to pay attention. Well, yes, please.
You do. You have to pay attention.
We actually are going to have a quiz show for our 27 listeners.
Ooh, you can win.
Taking the zero.
Everybody come to you live from Traeger's. We're here for the quiz show.
Take off all the zeros, man. That was not nice. Put the zeros back on. Like six.
To nine. What? You could win
the
what?
27. So you add the zeros.
How much money are you putting up for this quiz show?
You know, you ding ding the 27 listeners, 270, 2700. So let's add six zeros.
If we have more listeners, then it's funny because it's like we're humble. You know what I mean?
Humble.
Yeah. Because
it's my
I
favorite.
Love it when I try to ask
it's my favorite
questions
kind of pie.
No one, like, chimes in.
Actually, it's my favorite pie.
Yeah.
Humble pie. Yeah.
Yeah. No one has to make me eat it. I eat it on my own. I go home
I think
every
we
day.
All do, right?
I go home every day and I eat it.
You're all.
And
nom,
you're welcome.
Nom 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 nom.
This is delicious.
This is so good.
This tastes like nothing.
There's no calories, either.
You're just licking air like a rabid cat. Like, rah, 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 rah.
Yes.
That
yes.
Was, yeah.
Was that bad?
It wasn't great.
It wasn't, like, right?
It wasn't all I want everyone to think about me, but that's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine, Wingman. You're good.
Oh, wingman. I'm sorry. I keep kicking you.
I think I'm kicking you, too.
I will cross the other way because I'm a lady. My legs are always crossed. Just don't ask my four
female
kids.
Female encounters of the leg kind.
Lieutenant Dan's not invited.
Well, he does have legs. They're made from the same thing that they put on the space station. So,
titanium.
Yep.
Is that it?
Wow.
Also, did you see?
There's other shit.
Because we're not busy watering our plants for 14 hours. My bad.
Carrie Ann, I want to hear about your titanium. Titanium. I'm going to quit talking.
I want to hear about your titanium.
Titanium. No.
We're going awry. All right. Carry on about Lieutenant Dan's legs.
What's the next question now that I've Googled Caroline in the City? Hold on. These aren't movies anymore. Now I've done it.
Wait, I have a question.
Please.
So, like, which character do you look like, or actor, actress, whatever? Which character do you think, as far as character straights?
I'm out.
I know, that's why I started laughing. I almost spit my beer. Like, which character do you think is most like you, as far as characteristics?
Personality?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know, man. That'll take me a second.
I like that Sofia Vargas.
Sofia Vergara?
So you think you identify with her?
Kind of.
I'm going to go with Groot. You know why?
Because it's hard to
I am Groot. No, I don't know. That's a good question. That might take me a minute.
I asked the question. I don't even know my own answer.
Oh, I bet you do.
Yeah.
Cinderella.
What?
I'm kidding. You're being facetious. I don't know who
You're
I
You're being with. Facetious uh-huh. by saying Cinderella?
Don't look at it. Scissors. Case anyone...
Wow.
So, no, can't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. No, nope, not today.
The actress, she relates to is porn.
Stop it. Okay. What's a silly question that you'd ask someone famous? Oh, this will probably wrap her up so we can all quit dangling from. The silliest question.
I don't know.
I don't know. This story sucks.
This is so hard. I didn't think all day long. Now I'm over here thinking again. Damn it.
You've got a thinking problem, huh?
I really do.
Yeah. What would you say?
I don't know, man. It's a good question, too. I probably should have looked at these questions earlier.
I think I would circle back to the previous episode from last week and ask them, what does a little toe remind you of?
I would have said, like, could he really have fit on that door, too? Because I feel like he could have. That would have been my question.
Oh, I think he could have.
Yeah, for sure.
We've discussed that. Balanced
their weight. But that's the only, I can't get past Titanic. It's like, stuck up here.
My question was better.
But the Oscars are on their way, and I'm trying to watch every movie that is nominated. You should do the same.
Oh, I should.
Yes. And then we can come back and actually have a back and forth about this.
Well, we have a good back and forth, I think.
Well, it's a back and two. It. Yeah, it's a back, and then you keep it for a week, and then you send it back.
I'm going to sit on my response and be like,
yeah, you're well. Like, oh, let me make this warm.
Oh, wait, we're getting our picture taken. I have to make sure that my chins don't look like Chinese phone book.
There we go.
Cut that out, what I just said. That was
she didn't say anything.
I don't know anything. What?
Anyway. Point being, I had recently watched Oppenheimer, so I was asking them. You couldn't get through it? Okay.
Warned me in the first 5 minutes.
I tried too.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna try.
I'd like to take this moment to bring up how boring I am.
Let me just say this. You have to be in the right frame of mind to watch that movie. I was not. So I'm going to give it another chance.
Okay. What are you going to do to make yourself? Like punch yourself in the face a few times?
Definitely not yourself.
Oh, no. That is not. I would go down so many different paranoia rabbit holes if I was. No. Thank you.
I'm an angel. I don't do any of that stuff.
She's getting blinded by the Adam light.
My eyes are.
Sit over here.
This is my spot.
Oh.
I do not negotiate about my spot.
Yeah, but.
It's mine.
Carrie, do you have anything else you'd like to contribute to this episode that was back and forth?
I think for those listeners, they're probably thinking, please don't.
I'm thinking that you should watch more movies and you should get out more and quit watering your freaking plants.
I
How about that?
Plants, damn it.
Yeah, they're still alive. Hey, summer. Man. I mean, winter.
Yes.
Spring is sprung.
What is that? Oh, no, I just did my horrible laugh.
Can you edit that out? Okay, let's hear your other laugh. How many laughs do you have?
I've had several. But that's like the
one. I have a snort and a loud. And then I have a laugh.
Oh.
Can I just add a funny?
Oh, and I'm a spitter.
Yeah. I've had a lot of people say to me here recently, because I've talked about it being cruel, but I find a whole different meaning to it. Since I know you, and don't take this the wrong way, but they say, summer is coming.
Wow. I'm so glad you said that, because our last...
That circles back to my answer at the beginning of the show.
Our last episode was rough. So, just so you know.
Damn.
Thanks for saying that. This was a PG one until you said that. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. No, remember at the beginning when you said something about movies or what's the worst movie you've ever seen, I was like, porn. And now we have summer coming, and so it's...
You're really full circled.
I love that.
You really circle jerked it, huh? Good for you. Good for you.
Sorry, but
it happens to the worst of us.
Somebody said it to me, I don't know, an hour ago. You know, summer is coming. I'm like,
okay. Lucky.
I'm
thinking,
wow. Are you?
Oh. I wanted to shake your hand. Unless we're busy.
Depending on where her hands have been.
All right. Well, it's been fun. Go Oscars.
The New Mexico head nod up. With the chin.
What is it?
Chin up. I gotta-
No, you're not going to know. I'm not going to ask. Never mind. Join us next week
when
we'll talk about the Screen Actors Guild Awards, which she'll definitely know everything about.
That's it for today. They'll be back next Friday with a brand new edition. In the meantime, don't hold any of their sponsors accountable. They are not responsible for anything that may slip out of one of their mouths.
This program is sole property of IntoWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact IntoWestConcepts.com.
Your input is appreciated. Just email us at InterWestConcepts.com. That's InterWestConcepts.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.